Now, the further petition which follow the oral instruction you are made in order to be sure mindstorm is significantly imbued by your meditation, isn't it? Now, here you can see that the petition, the petition or the praying of this, now the, this is the, I think, one important point. Because it's just like that, now you can see that the here, because you can see that the every of the Buddhist practices, when you have to improve the your practices, most important thing is that through the prayers is one of the more effective point of the developing the practice. Okay, now the one important thing is, as you can see, most important thing, as you can see, the most important thing, as I told you before, they are the six preliminary practices. So this one is, today we are going for the sixth one, isn't it? Generally, whenever you are doing the any Buddhist practices, you have to, they will be the three different obstacles. Generally, whenever you do the any Buddhist practices, they will be the three different obstacles. One is that we call the external obstacle, inner obstacle, and the secret obstacle. Did I mention that before?
Not yet, Gela.
Okay. Every of the Dharma practices, three obstacles. Like external obstacle is a very simple. Whenever you started to do the Dharma practices, some of the your friend might ask you that go over that side, this side, or like that. Maybe we not others persons not letting you do the Dharma properly. It's, we can call it external obstacle. Okay. Now the inner obstacle is something like a disease. When you are not healthy, when you have some of the health problem, we call it the inner obstacle to do the Dharma practice. Now there's one other obstacle we call a secret obstacle. Secret obstacle is that when you are not controlling your own mind, that is the secret obstacle. Right now you might feel that it is very difficult to control your mind. Because you feel it is very difficult to control your mind, because you have not tried hard to control your mind. So once you have not tried hard to control your mind, then the controlling mind will be the difficult, because you have not, at least you have not tried hard. So that's why these three obstacles are the main obstacles to do the Dharma practice. So Dharma practice means that generally there is one saying of the Longring masters. Which is the very profound Dharma? These Longring masters used to ask this question. So generally always people used to think that the profound Dharma, very deep Dharma, means the which Dharma which after practicing you will get the some of the superpower, or whether you can see the Buddhas, you will feel like these Dharmas are really deep Dharma. In the reality, it's not like that. So that's why the real Dharma, deep Dharma, profound Dharma means Dharma which helps you to overcome your negative thoughts, negative emotions. That is the real and the deep, profound Dharma, okay? When you cannot overcome your negative thought, when you cannot overcome the negative emotions, you cannot overcome it, you will feel very unhappy. Your life will be more difficult. So that's why, if you have a choice, which will you choose? Even if you are seeing the Buddha all the time, but being unhappy, or you will choose being happy, even if you don't see the Buddha, if you can become the happy, which one you will choose? Maybe, I think all you choose that even if you don't see the Buddha, more important is if you can become the more happy. I think definitely you will choose that. Even if you see the Buddha, the thousand Buddha, even if you are not very happy, what use of the seeing of all this Buddha? So that's why the deep Dharma and the profound Dharma means which helps you to overcome the negative thoughts, negative emotions like anger, jealousy, ego, which helps you to overcome these negative emotions, that should be considered as a deep Dharma, profound Dharma. Then your life will be different. Okay? Yeah, before I thought that the deep Dharma should means like that, which helps which asked me to see the more Buddhas or like that. Later on, I thought that's a really useless. Yeah, so now, so the Lamrim master used to see the deep Dharma. Perform Dharma means Dharma, which helps you to reduce your anger, which helps you reduce your ego, which helps you reduce your jealousy. That should be considered as a deep Dharma, real profound Dharma, okay? Okay, now okay. Now what you have to do is that now here you can see that now the marriage field, and now here's the point is very clear that the method is what you have to do is that when you are the marriage field and you have to start the praying. To pray that to overcome these three obstacles, okay? Now the what you have to do is that you, as you can see here, in I have already said this method for developing the realization is the one's mind stream is the petitioning the one's guru while regarding him as inseparable from the one's total deity. I have already said, can you just see that in the book, in the page 201?
Oh, yes, I see.
Yes, so in the when you have the merit field, you should not you cannot separate your guru and the Buddha. In the merit field, while the visualizing and while you are praying, you should think that your guru and the Buddha is inseparable with one, okay, as you can see in the book. So now here one question comes, when we have to do these prayers, most important thing is that you have to do these prayers when you have generated the anger. When you have generated the anger, first realize that you have generated the anger. Don't do anything, just visualize the merit field in the prayer, then it will reduce your anger. When you have generated the ego, just realize that you have generated the ego. Don't do anything. Just visualize the merit field and pray for the merit field and ask them to you, bless you to overcome this ego. Most important thing is that once you do the once, if you do the once, when you generated the anger, then second will become more easier. Later on, whenever you generated the anger, suddenly you will start to prayer. Easily you can then pray for the merit field. If you go like that way, you will see that within the 1 month, you will see that the anger will reduce. If you forget to say the prayer in the morning or evening, that's not a big issue. You should not forget to say that prayer at the time of when you generated the anger, jealousy, ego. Whenever you generate a negative thought, that time the most important time to do the practice, okay? That you should not forget it. So in the once a day, if you have not get angry, if you have not generated jealousy, if you have not generated the ego, then forget about the merit field, okay? Then forget it. I know that your also life are very difficult, very challenging. Lives are very challenging. First you have to study, college, work. There are so much of the pressure in the life. But on this pressure, so that's what happened is under this pressure, what will we do is we will torture ourselves too much, generating the anger, jealousy, ego. So much of the negative we will generate and we will make our life more difficult. Most important thing is even there might be so much of the external pressure, but we have to know how to release this pressure. So I will give you the one example. Some people used to say that life is a very bitter. But I don't think it depends how you live. If you don't know how to live properly, then life might be a very bitter. It's up to you how to live. Okay, so that's why the most important point is like that. So whenever you feel the unhappy, whenever you feel the sad, at that time, again, you have to start for the visualizing the merit field and the prayer for the merit field. And ask the bless you to overcome all this mental unhappiness. Not only you, all of the sentient beings like you who are feeling unhappy, overcome, okay? Like that, okay? When your day is very peaceful, when you are in your mind, when you have not generated any negative thoughts, then forget, okay? Merit field, okay? So most important thing is like that, okay? So that's why the Buddhism practice should carry on when you have the mental disturb, when you have the unhappy started in your mind. All this time you have to practice, start to practice. Normally people have generated anger when they have very unhappy. What they will do the so many wrong action. They will shout, fight, go to the alcohol. But these all the wrong actions comes because of they cannot control their mind when they ever generated the anger, when they are at the state of the unhappy. So they will jump into so many wrong actions. So I used to say that the one thing, in the college and the schools, I used to say that one thing. So in the college and the modern education, you have so many different subjects, like a sociology, biology, psychology. So I used to tell them, have you ever heard the life logic? So I used to say the Buddhism is a life logic. It teaches how to live. So bottom line is very clear. After the practice in the Buddhism, if you are not transformed into the better human, if you are not transformed into the more peaceful human, you have wasted the time or you have not got the right Buddhism. Okay, now up here you got clear, isn't it? When you have to do the prayer, okay? Prayer for the merit field, when you have to do it. Time, I think you got clear, isn't it? Now all you listening to all this Dharma teaching, you have to practice it. Try to become the better human or try to become the better human. Also practicing the Dharma, you should succeed to reducing your negative thoughts like anger and the jealousy and the ego. Then you will become more happier. I know you all like initiation very much. Even you take the 100th initiation, what will happen? Same, you will remain the same. There will be no difference. When I was a teenager or like that, at that time we have to take so many initiations. Nothing changed. After the coming the Kadamba practice, like this Lama Pesa, really changed my life. Just look at when before you, okay, now the most important, okay, now here you see that the prayer, okay? Now that's, so most important thing is these are the really the profound deep Dharma, which talks about the decreasing your negative things, talks about the reducing your negative emotions. These are the methods, are the real Dharma, pure Dharma, okay? Okay, now after the praying, now what you have to do, now after the praying, then you can see in that what you have to do is that the from merit field. From the merit field, what you have to visualize that from the merit field, they should be another merit field, just come and dissolve into your body, okay? That's from your crown, okay, that you have to visualize that. Okay, then the first what you have to do is that, okay? Then the merit field from there, what you have to do is that there is the one of the just like as exactly same of the guru just comes from the merit field and which just stays on the sits on the your crown, okay? Sits on the your crown. Now if you have not very time, the most important thing is that if you have less time, just visualize the one of the merit field, exactly same merit field comes from the original merit field and which dissolves into your body, okay? While you are dissolving into your body, you have to visualize that merit field with the ray and with nectar, all dissolve into your body, okay? Now you can see the prayer, isn't it? My glorious root guru, take your place on the lotus and the moon digs on crane. Care for me out of the great compassion and comprehend and confer the siddhis on the body and the speech and mind. Can you see that prayer? Anyway, okay, this prayer. Now it depends on, if you have more time, then what you have to do, first when you are saying the prayer, first time you have to visualize the guru comes and sit on your crown. Then through guru, you have all the nectars and the rays and the interest into your body. Then later you have to visualize the guru then dissolve into your body, okay? If you have a time. So if you have no time, then just visualize that there now the original merit field, you have to think there is another merit field comes same exactly as the original merit field with the rays and the nectar which dissolve into your body through your crown chakra, okay? So what you have to do is that whenever you generate anger, whenever you generate any negative thoughts, whenever you are feeling unhappy, start this prayer and just visualize the merit field, pray and then merit field dissolve into your body and which helps you through the overcome all the unhappiness or the anger. You have to go through this procedure, okay? Clear, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if it's clear what you have to do, now you have to do it, okay? Whenever you generated the anger, whenever you generate the ego, whenever you feel unhappiness, you have to do it, okay? So when you do it, then it will get more and more easy, okay? Okay, then it will become more easy. Then you won't feel very difficult, okay? Later on, it will become more and more easy, okay? Because the human's mind is a very strange. Because human mind is a very strange, that the human mind is a something like that. If you use it more and more, it will get more and more better. In external object, if you use more and more, it will get more and worse. Okay, that's a human's mind. Okay, so that's why these also something from the, if you look from very scientifically, because like in the, when the, if you look at the human's mind, whenever we feel unhappy, whenever we feel anger, so what happening is that that unhappiness and anger is so dominating all of our mind. So when we have to not to let unhappiness, the anger to dominate our mind, what we have to do? We have to think very new things. New ideas should develop. A new thought should develop. Because the same thing as I told you before, when you are using the 2-3 different program in the computer, what will happen? The computer will get hanged. Same thing when you are the anger. So when you are thinking that started the prayer, the merit field or like that, you are using the another program to overcome the anger. So yeah, today this is the what the practice is, just like the antivirus program, okay? So maybe I hope that I think that I have installed properly. Now don't think that the, oh, now you got the antivirus program, now you can challenge the virus, all the virus, not like that, okay? There are so many viruses, okay? This is the one type of the antivirus software, okay? You need so many software, okay? Okay, now you can see that prayer, okay? My glorious root guru, take your place. So that's why the, when you are praying that, what you have to think that the, there is a merit field, from merit field, the original merit field, you have to think that the, just the, like a same like a guru or the merit field, just come out of merit field and which sit on so your hat crown, okay? You have to, that, okay? So now here, you can see that they said something. They have written so many prayers. So that's not very important. The first sentence is the most important prayer. Okay. Okay. Now you will find they will be the other prayers, isn't it? So as I told you before, do you remember that I told you to say the prayers? That prayer. Okay. This is the prayer. Okay. Now you got it, isn't it? I told you before that, you know, you can. It will be good if you can say the prayers. Okay. So this is the prayer. Okay. So maybe so for whenever you say the prayers, the first prayer, the my glorious root guru, say that 3 times, okay? This prayer 3 times. That's the 4th sentence, okay? Okay, now there's, okay, isn't it? For up till here, it's a clear, isn't it?
Yes, can la.
Yeah, okay, so when it is a clear and if you understand, then my job is done, okay? Doing the practicing is your job, okay? That's not my job. To teach you clearly is my job. Okay? Now here, that now later on, now the what we have to do with the merit field, okay? Now this prayer is you can get this prayer in the Vietnamese, isn't it? How many? I mean, there are paragraphs in the Vietnamese. Can you just tell me?
Yes, we have the Vietnamese version.
Now, how many paragraphs in that Vietnamese version?
Yes, we have 7 verses.
8, isn't it? They should be 8.
Yes.
I the main one, yeah. So, my glorious guru, take your place. Yeah. This is the one paragraph, isn't it?
Yes. Total is 8, including.
So now, later on, you can see that the other, yeah.
Yes. Yes, we also have another.
So maybe it will be good if you can say that prayers. It's although if you it will be good if you can say the all these prayers. Okay. All these prayers, okay. So after the numbering prayers. After the teachings or before the teaching. Okay, this will be good if you can say this prayer. Okay. The most important thing is at that time what you are praying is that you have to ask for the blessings of the body and the speech and mind blessings of the body, okay? Blessings from merit field, okay? Body and the speech and the mind, left. Clear, isn't it? Okay, now do one thing, okay? Now, what will the do is... Okay, now here, the now what you have to do is that, okay? So now they will be the another prayer. Okay, now, okay, now, okay. Let's say these prayers, okay? Now what you have to do is that, that okay? Then the later on that, now what you have to do later, okay? Now after the this or the merit field, now you have to visualize the merit field. Now how you have to dissolve the merit field, okay? Now this comes to this point. Now what you have to do is now what are the two, then the, now you have to visualize that they are the ray coming from the center of the your root guru. I think you have the photo of the merit field, isn't it?
Yes, Kenla.
Now the what you have to do is that now the original merit field, what you have to do is that they should do the ray come from the center of the your root guru, which rays comes, okay? Rays comes after the coming that ray, then you have to visualize that the lower part of the all the protectors and the deity which dissolve into the upper level. Upper level dissolve into its upper level, okay? So upper level, then what you have to visualize that after what you have to visualize is that all this like after the coming the rays from the center of the your root guru, you have to visualize that all the deities from the bottom level which transform into the ray and the dissolve into the upper level, that again the transform into the ray and the dissolve into the its upper level, okay? There's upper level, okay? At last these also deities should be dissolved into the center of the your root guru, okay? Yeah. So yes, what you have to do is that the root guru, from the center of the root guru, should not transform into the ray, or it should not be dissolved. It should not be dissolved, okay?
Should not be dissolved, or should be dissolved? Excuse me, Gela?
It should not be transformed into the ray, okay? Should not. Then you have to rejoice yourself that you have to think that my root gurus, all the deity which have, I am the person who have just seen them. You have to just rejoice yourself. Okay. So, okay. So that's why the answer. Because why we cannot dissolve the your guru, it is not a right thing to dissolving the your root guru, okay? All the dissolving the your root guru, all the just the transforming the root guru in the ray is not a right thing to do. Then after that, you have to realize that your root guru and just you can offer the mandala. Now the all the merit fields, other deity, all the dissolved to the your root guru. Now they will be the only the left at the one root guru, only the guru, the center guru. Now you have to offer the center guru the mandala. This is the premonitory practice, isn't it? I think this is sixth, isn't it? Sixth preliminary practice, isn't it? This is the sixth one, isn't it? This is the sixth preliminary practice.
Yes.
So yeah, so maybe I think now you all remember the first, second, or third preliminary practice. Do they remember? Do you remember?
Yes. Yes, some said that they not yet remember. They forgot.
Okay. Now I think you can just go through the book. I think it's in there. So I think it starts from the cleaning the house or like that. Okay, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Now today maybe I will stop here. Now the do one thing. Okay. After stopping that, maybe you can say that prayer. Okay. What I mentioned the prayer, so you can say that prayer. Okay. Today you will see that prayer in the book. Okay. Then you can say that prayer. Okay, you can say that prayer. So maybe I will stop here. So maybe I will leave for the few minutes for the question answer session. Okay, if you have any questions, maybe you can ask. I will leave a few minutes. Okay.
Excuse me, Gela. Everyone want to ask for yes, right? To say one more time about the dissolving to the root guru in the center.
Now you can see that when you have to dissolve your root guru, what you have to do is the merit field. What you have to do is from merit field, what you have to do is that you have to dissolve the bottom levels of every of the bottom levels of the deities and all these protectors into the second level. Okay, you have to dissolve the merit from the bottom to the up. Okay, maybe Okay, maybe, okay, I will just explain a little bit. Next time, when I come over there, then I will show you the photo and everything, I will explain how you do it. I think that will be easier, showing the photo, because when we, sometimes I used to teach like this way through the PowerPoint, showing the PowerPoint in the computer, and then it will be easier. Because ancient time, they always come through the word and word, sometimes it's quite difficult. So, but the point is that what you have to do is all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, for there are many labels. It's in its from down label, you have to visualize that all the dissolve into the center of the Guru. Okay, center Guru. You have to think that this four dissolve into the center Guru. Okay, from center Guru, then you should not visualize that. You should not visualize the center Guru in the dissolving into the other. Okay, they should be remain. Okay, center Guru should be remain. After the remaining the center Guru, you have to offer the mandala. Okay.
Yes, Gela.
Okay.
But they also asking after offering mandala, so how we do with the root guru in the center?
I didn't get your question.
So after offer the mandala, so how we do with the root guru in the center?
I didn't get your question. Can you just tell me once again? After?
After offering mandala. So, how about the guru? What we should do?
How about? I see. Root guru should be the center. It should be the above of the your head. Okay. Just above of the your head. After that, what we have to do is that, okay, let me tell you later, okay? That will be the next session, okay?
Yes.
That will be the water. After that, what are the dates will be that I will tell you in the next session, okay? So, I will tell you the one thing, okay?
Yes, Genla. The question they ask the Guru Puja book, prayer book, if they cannot finish reading or chanting that book within one day, so can they continue to do it the next day, or they must start from the beginning?
Sure. No. They can continue just like half today, half tomorrow, whatever your convenience. Okay. So maybe today I will stop here. So if you have any question, maybe I will talk in the next session. Okay, next session. I just remember the one thing. I remember the one story. Maybe I'll tell you that story. There is a one man walking in the airport. So he walks, his job is to clean the aeroplane. So one day he was just cleaning the aeroplane. He just went into the cabin.
Sorry. He cleaned at the airport, right?
While he was cleaning the aeroplane.
Oh.
While he was cleaning the aeroplane, he was just entered into the pilot cabin, the cockpit. So while he was entering the pilot cabin, he saw the one book. He saw the one book and is saying that how to fly the aeroplane. In that book, it says that the first thing is just close the old door. Then to start the engine, it said in that book, when he read the first page, in the first page, it said that to start the engine, first close your old door and press the green button. In the first page, it said like that. So he did exactly like that. He just closed the door and he just pressed the green button. Then suddenly the plane's engine started. Then what happened is that now the second time, so he did the second page. In the second page, it said that if you want to move the aeroplane forward, press the pin button.
Play which button?
Then he looked at the second page. Mm-hmm. He looked at the book at the second page. In the second page, it said that when you have to move the aeroplane forward, press the pink button.
The pink button.
Then plane started to move forward. Then look at the page 3. When you have to fly the aeroplane in the sky, you have to press the red button. He just pressed the red button and plane started to fly in the sky. Then he flew in the sky maybe 20 or 30 minutes in the sky. So now he want to land. So he look at the fourth page. fourth page is like that, how to landing down, land down. So he just looking at how to land down, he look at the fourth page. So what happened is that in the fourth page, it said that the how to land down, if you know the how to land the flight down, you have to buy the second volume from your nearest bookstore. Today is the sum answer. You have to come for the next session. Okay, I will give in the next session, not today, okay? Just like that, okay? It's in the second session, okay? Okay, thank you.